The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. What a beautiful day in America.
Yeah. We're recording this on January 6th, which is supposed to be Three Kings Day, but it's been fucking disaster day. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to try to beat around the bush because we were on here before and I didn't even want to talk because I don't want to calm down.
I get you. And for the record, I was being sarcastic. I hope people know. I'm being very sarcastic when I say beautiful day in America.
Oh, yeah, right?
I don't want anybody... The last thing I need is anybody to think that any of this, that any of what's going on right now and that went on earlier today is fucking okay. It's not fucking okay. And I am beside myself right now, but...
Yeah, I feel like... Well, not I feel. I know, we've ranted before, we've ranted often, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But today has been the icing on the proverbial motherfucking cake. I'm going to be speaking very raw because I don't want to mince my words. I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm going to start by saying fuck Donald Trump mm-hmm. and all the people that follow him and that continue to follow him, because what has happened today is just unacceptable. And the last time I feel like I was this glued to the news, I was 13 watching 9/11 happen. Mm-hmm. That is how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. The parallels are different. All right. So far, unfortunately, we've only had one person die. And mm-hmm. by unfortunately, I mean no one should have died. Mm-hmm. But here we are. I don't know if you want to say anything else, because I will have a lot to say today.
I mean, I feel like there really isn't much. There's so much to say and also so little to say, because none of what has happened, none of this shit, this rioting and going into the Capitol and all of this bullshit is surprising. That's the problem. The problem is that we, of course, we're going to talk about where was the National Guard? Where are the rubber bullets? Where has the tear gas been? Why are people just able to just hang out in Nancy Pelosi's office? How are you able to just steal the podium in the chambers? We can talk about that. But the truth is that none of this is surprising. And that is America. The problem here is that you have an emboldened group of fucking pissy crybabies who have been calling the left a bunch of pissy crybabies for the past 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And here they are.
Actually, no, I'll put a pause on that. Longer. No, because this man, quote unquote, campaigned 2 years prior to winning this election, the mm-hmm. 2016 election. So it's been 6 years of people whining and bitching and trying to call, there's a lot of things that are wrong with the democratic process, a lot of things wrong with this country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a fucking process for a reason.
What's really frustrating is that this is all overshadowing the fact that Georgia has flipped the Senate. Mm-hmm. All of what's going on right now should be a testament to the hard work of the fucking state of Georgia, of Stacey Abrams, mm-hmm. and for all those who voted, who are voting for change, who are voting to see something fucking new. Okay? These are people who voted to see something fucking new, because that because people are have been frustrated with the system and frustrated with this regime and frustrated with all of the promises that he made that never came to fruition, yet everybody thinks they did and none of it happened. And you just feel like you're living in like some pseudo parallel universe. This is like the Mandela effect. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I'm like me and like we and others are just like, just not seeing the same things happen. So, but what sucks is, of course, they're all crying because today is also when the electoral vote happens, right? And here you have a group of, like a big group, a huge fucking mob of angry, white, fucking privileged motherfucking people.
Yep. Listen, like, even before that, he had a rally today. Knowing full well what day it was. And he asked all these people to march with him through fucking Pennsylvania Avenue and like create fucking chaos. Esa fue.
Where did he go? Well, that's what I love. That's what I love. Como pinga.
Él cogió gatero y guante and he's like, you know what, you guys? I just feel more comfortable in my super protected house where like nothing's going to happen to me. I'm going to tweet at you. Like, you know, like it's going to be fine. It's going to... And now you have all of these people that have been emboldened for years and like plus one day, which was today, and are all there thinking like, yes, of course, absolutely. This belongs to me. What do you mean it doesn't belong to me? When I saw the images and the videos of the Capitol Police barely like trying to hold these people back. What's the point? What's the point? Why are we paying you? Why are you there? Why are you there if you're just gonna let these people run through there? Like, why?
Also, if this is a, because there's now there's a lot of talk about like how much of this was planned in advance, how many, like how large of a, is this coup? Okay. And if somebody, if it comes out that the police stood by, and some police did try that one, that video of that one black guy with his one baton trying to hold off a group of people. Okay. We all saw the black officer. But if it comes out that the police are just chilling about this because the left is all fucking anti-Blue Lives Matter and we're all about defunding the police, right? And they're, and they decided, well, you don't want the police and you don't get the police. If that's what, if that's what comes out after this, if I find that fucking shit out.
So you're not doing your job.
So exactly. So you're just not doing your job now.
You're not doing
your
job.
So then I can have my money back? Because this is exactly why I wanted to defund you in the first.
Yeah, like, is this where I go to get my refund?
Yeah, because the police is not supposed to just pick and choose who they protect. You're not just supposed to pick and choose when you decide to do your job. I wish I could pick and choose when I can decide to do my job. But I can't.
Bro, I was listening to all this shit happen from my office at work today going, oh, so we spent months trying to, like, protest for people's, you know, lives and their right to live. And by that I mean the Black Lives Matter movement and everything that's come since. And like, y'all took days off to go to DC to listen to your papi speak. And now you're here creando tremendo revolu, like everything's fine. But then if Black people protest or if Latinos protest or Indigenous people protest, no, we're a bunch of lazy people, yeah, we have nothing better to do, yeah, we're just making, like, spreading this virus. Let's talk about spreading this virus. If I saw one person wearing a mask in any of these videos, it was one person too many.
No, like, the layers of hypocrisy on top of these actions, not to mention just how fucking dangerous it was, like, the layers of bullshit that's on top of this action, like, if I'm serious, if I meet a single person, I have yet to see, maybe it's because I've done such a great job at blocking most of my Facebook and shit, to, like, echo chamber my fucking life away. Maybe that's what it is.
But is it worth the conversation? Think about it. Is it worth the conversation? Because you're just getting upset over telling people it's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. They are not, they clearly, what better example than today to prove that white people are the most privileged people. And there might be your one-off Black person in the group and a couple of Hispanics and a couple of Asians and whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was overwhelmingly white.
Oh, over super well.
Not a like, with the exception of the
woman that was shot. You could write your thesis on these people.
With the exception of that woman that was shot and died. All right?
Yes.
Nothing else has happened. Nothing.
No, they've made 13 whole arrests.
With the thousands of people that were there today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 13 whole arrests. When we talk about the Black Lives Matter protests, and I know that people are going to come out here. Oh my God. I'm still looking at videos of people inside the Capitol where all the statues are. Mm-hmm. And they start sticking their fucking Trump flags through like Gerald Ford's arm and putting a fucking Trump hat on him.
I'm glad. Yes. Yeah, do it.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah. Gerald Ford would be so all over this. Anyway, he wouldn't, because he was a real Republican. I didn't agree with the man. But he would never have agreed. He would never have agreed with Trump. Are you kidding me? Sorry, I lost my train of thought because I have CNN open over here. I'm just seeing the kind of
Black Lives Matter movement.
The Black Lives Matter movement. People want to come out and be like, oh, but it was okay. Like, no, we shouldn't shoot the protesters who were fucking burning cities to the ground and looting and whatever. And it's like, remember when everybody got all up in arms because all these looters went to Target and they were all like, oh, we need to shoot and kill these people who are running into fucking Target and taking air fryers. Remember when we wanted, when people were like, these people should be imprisoned for years and years.
My favorite.
Years,
who
and do killed in the parking lot?
Who do they think they are? Mm-hmm. Just, you know, going into a Target, etc., mm-hmm. etc., like whatever. And I'm here like, mm-hmm. so it's okay now to just go into Capitol Hill, vandalize the entirety of Capitol Hill, take pictures, do obscene things, Facebook Live it, like all these different things. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to say this is okay. So this is the standard. The standard is if you are white in America, it is okay for you to just do whatever the fuck you want, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. long as you get your way. So we're just going to keep going in this cycle of creating racial divides and the furthering of a racial mm-hmm. war and this, mm-hmm. this, and this. Okay, perfect. And listen, Ashley and I are both white passing Latinas. Like, we understand our privilege, all of these different things. But at the end of the day, I am a Cuban immigrant. She is a child of immigrants. Like, outside of the bubble that we live in, we'd be living different lives, maybe.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Especially if it was middle America. We have mm-hmm. to seek the big cities, like Chicago and...
Yeah. We can't live in the middle of, I can't live in the middle of Nebraska. People are going to know my accent and be like,
okay. Yeah. I kept also thinking today of the Black and Latino officers and army people that are there that are seeing all of this happen. And like thinking back to a couple of months ago when they had to incite force.
Mm-hmm.
And hurt people and kill
a lot of people. And they and people came in unmarked vans and started throwing people into them and arresting them immediately. Remember how easy it was?
And they're just standing by today. They don't have to do anything today
because they stood down and they stood by.
And like, I feel bad for the ones that have to go home today and have a difficult conversation about the fucking like mental gymnastics they had to do. Like, I'm pretty sure some people just want to like take off their uniform and like just start kicking ass.
Honestly,
it's normal. Yeah. It's normal. Like, you're seeing all of this happen, and like a couple of months ago, you're just literally asking for rights and to be taken seriously as a human being, and you're met with deadly force.
Mm-hmm.
And today, like, oh, sabe que, like, no pasa nada. There, you know, it just like, and this fucking president that has decided to not just keep on going with his like fake remarks, not remarks, a fake information, like all of this bullshit of the fraud, bro, get fraud. You're just a sore fucking loser.
On top of it all, I feel like how are you when people are siding with this guy, and they don't listen to themselves. They don't listen to what he's saying and what he's not saying. We forget that Nashville, right? It was Nashville that had attack on it on like city blocks. Do you think we heard a single peep from this miraculous president of ours? Or the fact that our numbers continue to climb, have we heard anything from our miraculous president over the past few months that had literally nothing to do with the presidential election of results? No.
Or that for the past 11 months, all people have received in aid is $1,800?
Or that, right?
For 11 months.
Or the fact that it's well-known knowledge that the only reason that he even now tried to incite that people get $2,000 is because he's clearly trying to fuck over Mitch McConnell. Like, people literally want to pick and choose the actions that this man has made and then create their own narrative. Yeah. Because I go, because you go on social media and then there's the assholes who are like, before all this, because everybody who said all this shit about, oh, you're all of you idiots who voted in Joe Biden are trying to vote against a guy who's trying to give us $2,000. Like, where's the thinking in that? The Democrats are the problem. Democrats don't want you to have money. And it's like, bitch, have you been paying attention? They tried to get us $2,000 in March.
On a consistent basis.
On a consistent basis. It was going to be every month. Pieces of garbage, whatever. We forget that, but that's fine. But all those people who are going around saying, oh, the stimulus that we should have had and we don't have and blah, 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 are super fucking pin drop silent today. Mm-hmm. All of them. All of them are just like, either they're empowered by the movement and are too scared to get on their fucking soapbox and say, this is what we deserve for all the Black Lives people who stole air fryers from Target or who stole Lamborghinis. Like, unless that's what it is and they're just like, no. Hey, or like, they should be fucking embarrassed, but they're not.
Like, you're complaining about someone stealing a Lamborghini while you're driving like your fucking beat up Honda from 2002. Like, chill the fuck out. Chill out, bro. Like, don't tener ni dinero para comprarte una colada. Relájate. Like, it's not. I'm gonna segue it to the thing that really like pushed me over the fucking edge today. And I hope you're ready. And I know you're sitting down because I can see you through the Zoom. All right. Mm-hmm. So Billy Corbin, one of the things he posted today was a group of Cubans in Versailles with their little trompita flags and the American flag and all this shit, calling on the military to keep President Trump there by force. To keep him there by force. All right. I love that. This is where I'm going to pop off. So greetings to everybody, because this has been the shit that, like, I was like, bro, you know what? Okay, here we go. Y'all left a whole ass fucking dictatorship, have prohibited your fucking family to go back to Cuba because one of us in this fucking podcast can never return home. That's and see me. Whatever
people, I can't go. It's me.
Exactly. Have passed down all of this fucking trauma to the point that, like, you don't even allow people to have their individual thoughts or opinions on politics because if it doesn't align to yours, it's wrong. It doesn't count. And now you get here to your adoptive country and you're asking for another fucking dictatorship? ¿Qué tú te crees? ¿Qué chicharrón es carne? Oh, you want to have like your fucking cake? I need it too. Ah, mira qué lindo. Qué lindo. Because, you know, you have your white boy up there like fanning your flames, doing all this fucking shit. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your family. He doesn't care about your fucking trauma. Fucking talk about your shit. Talk about, like, continuously me being told that, like, my story as a Cuban person does not count as much as the one that came in 1962, and I have to fucking stomach that all the fucking time. Okay, seeing that and thinking about all the shit that I've been told by other Cuban people, it's like, you know what, bro? Fine, have your dictator. Have your second one. Have your second one, but you're not leaving this time. Tú te mueres, Joaquín. You're going to fucking die here. You're going to be buried here, and you're going to go through all of this shit with the rest of us, ya que you want him so badly. That's what, like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're getting all of the freedom, like that you didn't have, and now you want to use it for part two? You want to use it for part two? Like, this is the hill that you really want to die on. And then people want to wonder why, like, Cubans suck. This is why. Because we do stupid shit like this. We've criticized all these other countries that have had coups and like, you know, put a quote-unquote dictator in charge and, like, X, Y, Z. And now you want us to do the same thing here? Like, what are you so afraid of? Healthcare? What are you afraid of? That people are going to care for you as an old person? That they're going to, like, actually let you cross the street and be like, are you okay? I'm not understanding where these fears are coming from, because at the end of the day, if they increase the taxes, it affects them. And if they decrease the taxes, it also affects them. And you know how it affects them? Because todos están aquí, not fucking doing shit because they've already retired. And they're living off of Medicare and Medicaid and the fucking Leon Centers. And like, and we're paying for it. Us that don't have a retirement. Us that are going to have to work till we're in our fucking 80s and being like, no, it's fine. It's fine. We want to keep helping people. It's okay. But I don't know. It's very easy to have come in the 60s and be in your 80s now and be like, no. Es que la juventud, like, these young people are messing everything up. No, I'm sorry, abuela. I'm not messing up anything. Because if I don't pay my taxes, you don't get your little check.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has really put me through it. It has fucking put me through it, because all of the trauma and all of the bullshit that we have had to put up with for the past 60 years because Fidel decided to have a coup in 1959, that we're all still processing all of this shit because you still can't go to Cuba and I still have family that doesn't talk to me because I'm a Democrat. Like, all of this that we've lived through, they want to do it a second time. I want to have someone from my fucking family try to tell me some shit now. I want them to, because I'm done with this, like, trying to keep the peace, trying to be like, oh yeah, you know what, yeah, it's your opinion, like, whatever, this or the other. No, I'm done. You want to talk to me about Trump? I'm just gonna pick up my shit and leave, because I'm done talking about him. I'm done, like Voldemort, I'm done giving him power. I'm disgusted. I'm ashamed. Like, yo, another one? And I could even say it in DJ Khaled's voice, but I won't because it'll make it funny. But legit, you want part two of that shit? Okay. You do it. You take it. Because when you die tomorrow, it's not going to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Rant over.
No, and rant fucking deserved, because it's true. It's 1,000,000% true. And right now, if you go to Carreta right now, ellos están like,
no, todavía
con las banderas y con los pots and pans y las máscaras puestas, que no, Master Trump, he, you know, like, they did the right thing, que like, fuck all the things.
I'm going to give you a super Cuban reference. The next time some Cuban steps up to me and is like, yeah, because I love Trump, this, that, and the other, I'm going to ask him, okay, so what day do you want to have el 26 de julio aquí en los Estados Unidos? El 26 de julio, July 26, is known as the Cuban Revolution Independence Day back home, which is where everybody is forced to go out into the streets and celebrate the revolution in Cuba. So what day do you want to have that here? Let me know. Ya que you want dictatorship part two, you let me know when you want to have that here. So we can start putting up our banners and setting up our new waves of propaganda, since you want to suck his dick so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then once over, okay, I keep thinking about shit that people have told me throughout my life. Okay, I just get like even more irate thinking about it. I lived through a fucking special period. I know what it's like to not have food. I know what it's like to see your parents not eat so you can eat. I know what it's like to see your mom have, like, a subida con agua so that, you know, she can at least fill her stomach up a little bit and whatever. And then get here and have people tell you, yeah, pero, like, you didn't have to flee in, like, the 1960s. Oh, you're right. I didn't have to flee, but I had to live through all of the shit that you left behind, because none of you wanted to fight. All of you that had these means, these beautiful means and these beautiful houses and everything, you got to leave. Mm-hmm. You left. Good for you. Like, you did the right thing. You left. You did what you had to do. But you also left a lot of us behind. And now we have generations of living through that shit. And you still have people that remember the worst parts of it. And that there's people there that are living the true worst part of it all. Because COVID has not been easy. But I know. We forget. We never talk about it. We pass on all this bullshit. And then you get here. And now you want a president to be left up there by force. After years of criticizing the Cuban government. Mm-hmm. Explain it to me, because I don't get it. And I have no words. It's like, bro.
Es que it's fucking true. Es que it's the fucking truth. But it goes both ways, because even you can cite that there are plenty of people. The one thing that they have in common, the exodus of the 60s versus the exodus that happened now in the 90s and then later in the 2000s and so on, is that there are still people who, after fleeing all the bullshit that they fled, see Trump and they're like, that's my guy though.
Yep.
That's the guy. That's the guy who's going to make sure that I never have to do that again. Mm-hmm. Though he's exactly
the same.
Well, he's not exactly the same, but because stupid. He didn't actually fight.
Anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's loud. He's just loud. That's why we're listening. That's why they listen to him, because he's loud. I don't know what it is about Cubans and their love of loud men. Mm-hmm. They're just like, oh my God, it's a loud white guy. Yes, I love you. I love you. Like, let's do this. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Because I don't understand. Like, I look at him and I go, esto me da pena. Traveling abroad and being asked, like, oh, like, Trump country? And I'm like, no, thank you. Not it. I mean, you could talk to someone, like, you could find another American, that might be it, but it's not me.
That's not us. No.
You know, like.
God, it would be, I remember when he was first elected and we went to England. And we had to stop over in Russia first, because that's a whole other story. But Gabe had God bless him, has always been the anti-Trump person, like the most vocal of the two of us. I've always been like, fuck him. He doesn't deserve this, the wind in my lungs. Now I have to. But when we went to England, they had just signed on for Brexit. They had just like voted Brexit. Mm-hmm. And we were at a restaurant, and he had his anti-Trump pin, which I guess was too small for the waiter to see. Because when the waiter started talking to us about us, you know, he started talking to us, and obviously we're American. And he was like, see, we want to do the same thing you guys just did. You know, like you guys, like you voted in Trump, like fuck the institution. That's why we're signing away from the European Union and whatever. And we had to look at him and be like, no. We're not happy about this. Do you see the pin though? We're not happy about it. You shouldn't be happy about it either. You should not be happy about what you voted in. You're not getting any of that money. I'm sorry to say, you're not. That money isn't coming to you. Look at America. Just look at America. Look at us. Are you looking at us? Look at us. What part of the American dream are you trying to live here?
We're falling apart.
Yeah. And like, anytime I've traveled since, I don't want people to know that I'm American. That's so sad. But it's true. Not only is everything just so embarrassing, but like people have to look at you and question whether you're the idiot who voted him in or you're the idiot who is still in the country trying to frustratingly protest on behalf of people who should only be allowed to just live their lives. Mm-hmm. Both sides of the coin suck. Both sides of the coin suck. But you know, I get it. We're so privileged here. We're still privileged in this country because these white gomepingas could walk into the Capitol and take pictures with all of the statues and step in that stupid little niche hole that no one's allowed to step into. What was it? That hole that was created by which president? I forgot. Like all the presidents, all the members of Senate, that little rubby, like they could walk all over it. I had to sneak in a photo. Yes, I did. I totally snuck in a photo. I had to sneak in a photo. All these motherfuckers just ran through there.
Exactly.
And nothing happened to them. And now, and right now, this moment in time, it is 8:20 p.m. on January 6th. Right now, they all of Congress has reconvened. And they and it's business as usual. They are reconvening to count the Electoral College votes after the rioters stormed the Capitol. Business as usual. And I appreciate that they're they're like onward soldier.
You gotta keep going with your democracy. Democracy doesn't stop.
Democracy doesn't stop for idiots. That was what we signed up for.
And it's like, I don't understand. We have the democratic process for a reason. And now you're saying that, like, democracy is dictatorship? I don't understand.
Explain to me.
I have an MBA and I don't get it.
But, like, the most unifying thing that if you don't know what a democracy is, the one thing you know about is votes. You know that a democracy requires a lot of people to be on a side, and the majority goes along and we vote all of the things in. That one person makes a decision. That's what the democracy is. That if you didn't pass civics, that's the one thing you should remember. So all of these stupid people who are going around saying that there has been this huge election fraud, because that's what's empowering them to storm the Capitol. And that's what the law enforcement who literally stood beside and said, we just need them to do their thing. Like, we just need them to feel their feelings. All of those, the cops that let them walk in are doing that because they think that we should empower the fact that they still believe that there was some sort of fraud in this country. Even though we don't have to go through how many recounts we've been through. We don't have to even talk about all of the federal judges and all of the cases, but the 50 plus cases all over the country that federal judges have literally tossed out on both sides of the aisle, Republican judges and Democrat judges. All of them said, nah, bro, it seems like everything was fine. Everything's been accounted for. It doesn't matter how many people say yes, except if this one idiot says yes, there has been a problem. And all of these people are like, yes, if he says yes, then I say yes. They're like seagulls. Why are you so stupid? Why? I know that it's not you, but I feel like I want to look at the American people. And I want to just ask, why are you so stupid? Use your brain. Don't you remember before the election when he was telling everybody not to go to early vote? Do we not remember? Do we not remember when he said, don't send in the mail-in ballots? Don't go to early voting. Wait until election day. Wait until election day. Do it in person. Like, fuck COVID. This is a democracy. Remember that? And we all, all the analysts and all the strategists said, this motherfucker is going to talk shit about all of these ballots.
Yep.
This motherfucker's going to talk about all these ballots. Mark my words. Remember? Even fucking Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders came out and said, mark my words, on November 4th, he's going to come out and say, oh, there's something wrong with these ballots.
Of all, like, oh. Okay, again, like, mi socio, te peina o te hace papelillo, pero, like, pick one, pick a thing, because this flip-flopping, I don't understand it.
Don't either, but I also don't understand how people who watch the news and people who, like, I know, I don't care if you watch Fox News, I don't care if you watch CNN, I don't care if you watch anything, whatever. If you spend, and there are plenty of people who spend their entire day watching the news, and you didn't, if you remember using the brain that you have in your head that you have dedicated to watching the news, you remember all of these things that happened, right? Mm-hmm. So why is this surprising you? Why are you, how could he have predicted that there would be fraud before votes were cast? Assholes. How could he have, he's not a prophet. The man can't dance. The man can't speak, but he's a prophet. He can look into the future. Obviously, he knew in October that the votes were going to be invalid, right? No, morons, the man can't do shit. And all of a sudden we want to trust everything he says. Why are you so dense? And I'm seriously asking, why would people just pick and choose the truth?
It's like, you know, when you have a girlfriend, like your friend that's a girl, and she keeps going back to this one guy, and you're the whole time you're like, how sweet is the dick that you keep going back? What is it? What is it about him? Because he doesn't go down on you for hours. You can't hold a conversation with him.
Absolutely not.
He doesn't take you dancing, that, and you're like a world-class dancer. Like, how sweet is the dick that you keep going back?
It's such a good question, because I'm still waiting to learn about all of the good things he's done. I'm still waiting for some. I asked, we were going through the election period. Please explain to me what I missed.
Yeah. What did I miss? Like, genuinely. It's something, explain it to me in the most layman's terms possible, because I've had people yell at me in situations, because, you know, in the same way that you and I are yelling now, I can also just have a normal conversation and talk about politics in the same way. So I've had people, like, I've been in these conversations and someone gets irate at the fact of how much they love and suck his dick, that they start yelling at me, like, because he's increased my taxes, and, you know, like, if he's so bad, then tell me why he would increase, like, why he wouldn't increase my tax, like, all these different things. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm glad that he increased taxes. That's what you should do, you know. But at the end of the day, it's not okay if you increase taxes across the board when we don't all make the same amount of money. And that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
I understand we want equality, but you also have to understand equity and things that are not equitable for all people. Like, I'm not understanding what your argument is here. And then you have other people that, you know, especially down here in Miami, we care so much about Cuba. Yeah, we never visited, but anyway. So that, you know, it's the thing of like, oh yeah, he's going to be the one to like, really like, tener los cojones to like really fix Cuba. And I'm like,
I mean, why?
Are you going to
die all the countries there that he's going to fix? Why is Cuba the one?
No, it's like, are you going to go die there? Like, did you buy a plot in a cementerio in a quinto piso de La Habana? Like, no, you're going to die here because your family's going to bury you here because your family is here. Like, you're not going to buy a beach house. If you were, you would have already bought the beach house. Nothing's stopping you from buying the beach house. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's all these different things. I'm like, you keep giving me these scenarios and these reasons why he's so great, but I don't see it. So today at work, oddly enough, we were talking about The Vow. The beautiful documentary about cults. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one about the cult, Nexium.
Yes.
And we're having this conversation, and I said, because Sasha was talking about how, like, she just doesn't understand how people, like, can fall into a cult. And I'm like, you know, I get it. But if you're watching this documentary, you can see how people would fall into the cult. Like, right. I don't, like, it's because it's not my interest in this cult. Like, I don't see how I would fall into it. But there's other cults that I see, and I'm like, 100% I would have fallen for it. Because, like, it's agrarian, whatever. There's a lot of sex. Everybody's really pretty, and you like, you're barefoot all the time. You know, like, if it's that kind of cult, I'm in. I'm your girl.
Or the people, or the ones where they live like in the middle of the desert in those really beautiful like adobe
yurts. Yeah,
like, yeah, they look at the and they just like farm and sleep and farm fog. And talk about their feelings. That's the cult I want.
Right, but Nexium isn't it for me. It's because self-improvement, I don't need it in that way. Like, no. I find it in other ways. But anyway, so we were talking about it, and I go, I mean, if you want to talk about cults and the way that people kind of fall into them, what you do, right, if you're quote-unquote smart, is that you basically fan the flames of people that might be missing a thing. Like, it's like people that run from religion to religion. You're seeking something, but you don't know what it is exactly that you're seeking, so you're never going to find it. Because you don't know what it is. You're not going to therapy. You're not really talking about it. You're just kind of like, I was a Catholic, but I'm left unfulfilled. So now I'm going to like go into, I don't know, I'm going to be Presbyterian now. It doesn't fulfill. Like, you're doing that. And that's what the people that like really love Trump in this weird prophetic kind of way, it's that. It's he's speaking to something that they are either seeking or something that they've been feeling.
Or that they had a negative way. Time.
Yeah, in a negative way. And like, they're going for it. But they're like, it's so many of them that they've really gone for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as nice as I'm going to be about it. Like, Bruh, go to therapy.
Yeah.
Go to therapy.
Find yourself.
Find a hobby. Masturbate more. Ask your partner to go down on you for a little bit longer. Like, there's so... Garden?
Yeah.
There's so many ways to kind of, like run. Like, let go of your anger. Chill, dude. You know, like, you're just white. You don't have generations of savory behind you. Like, I'm sorry?
I also just don't see, like... I mean, I guess you can't really compare him to any other president, but like these Catholics, all these Christians, anybody who's read the Old Testament.
The First Testament. Okay.
The First Testament. Then there was part two. And then there was Revelation.
That's what we're living through. Then there was
a sequel. Testament to Electric Boogaloo. Is it in the Old Testament? Yes, Moses is in the Old Testament, right? Okay, what about the idols? Remember that thing about the idols? Remember the whole thing about the golden calf? And then everybody was fucking sodomizing each other. And they were like, let's worship this golden calf while Moses is off going up the mountain to talk to the bush. And then he comes down and he's like, fuckers, you're not supposed to believe in other shit.
Yeah, okay. You're not supposed to worship false idols.
You're not supposed to worship false idols. I'm a theologian, but come on.
I'm impressed. You remembered the story.
That's because I watched a lot of the Ten Commandments. I watched it every Easter for like 10 years. Anyway, so we shouldn't be worshiping any one person like this. We shouldn't be worshiping any person in power like this. Nobody should be like, there's no reason why we need to have his flag or his likeness in our homes. Like, no one, even the English people who put up the pictures of the Queen of England, I would put her up because she wears pretty jewelry. But no one should be worshiping anyone the way that they worship anyone. Let alone Donald Trump. So it's just, and the fact that like these evangelicals are behind him too. And like literally the fucking Pope has had to come down and be like, yo guys, chill.
Can we not?
You can't tell people not to vote Democrat because you can't. Cardinals, get it together. You can't do that. When you see all of these institutions and they forget the base of their own fucking shit and they just decide to delete it for one person. Again, is his dick that good? Melania doesn't seem to think so.
Yeah,
Melania, para nada. Pero clearly, she's not really having a good time. So why do you think we should?
I don't get it. No, and then one of the things that has really made me laugh today while listening to like all of these news stories, all of the news channels or whatever, they'll like have a conversation, like have a call with a Republican like congressperson or whatever. And they'll be like, you know, because yeah, like we were with him, but like today's events are just wrong. And this and the other. And in my head, I'm like, you did all of this for what? You did this for what? Like that TikTok, why? Yeah. I don't understand. You've been following him up this fucking mountain for years. And like, you agreed with his claims to voter fraud. And now when shit gets rough, it's too much for you to handle. You don't want to go out there and be with your people and protest and do all these different things. Again, it's like I've said before, the one thing I will ever give Fidel and his people is at least they had the gall to like march with his people and like kill other people with his people and kill anyone that like wasn't a part of it. And he always wanted to speak in front of a crowd. Like, if you're going to be about it, be about it. You can't just be a narcissist and then be like, I'd rather have a fiddle with internet. Like, no, you should have marched today. It is your right as the president of the United States to walk with your people and ask your legislators and your lawmakers to recount the votes to their face. Like, you should have done that.
Yeah, if you were really so sure. If you were really so fucking sure. Because everything in your soul Yeah, you should have marched with the people that you have emboldened.
Yeah, because again,
and been like, we are going to turn this around today.
Today's our day, guys.
Today's the day.
Our reckoning.
But no.
But it goes back to, so then you're doing this for what, dude? For the clout? You need this much clout?
Like, I really wonder if there were people who were like marching into the Capitol and like, you know, trying on all of Nancy Pelosi's like high heels that she hides under her desk, you know,
like we all do
chamber meetings, uh-huh. Like we all do. Like, I really wonder, like, did anybody just like look around at each other and say, "Where's Don? Didn't he say he was gonna be here? Did you hear from him yet? Have you checked on Twitter to see if he's coming? Is he in the bathroom?
Did he have diarrhea?
Yeah, is he having a snack before he's trying to bring up his blood sugar? Like, no one. Everybody like
a good cult leader.
Yeah,
he hid. Yeah.
He hid in his little bunker, surrounded by Marines.
It's like
watching it all happen.
It's like, again, my dude, if you're gonna be about it, be about it. I'd respect you so much more if I would have seen you like marching up and like doing all this. And furthermore, or moreover, however you wanna write it in your thesis, fuck you, Marco Rubio.
Yeah, what did Marco Rubio have to say today?
I have no idea.
Oh, because he did say something today.
Oh, he did? Oh, great.
He did.
Please tell me, because unlike all of them, today I actually worked. So
I have to find it. My mom was the one who told me, because my mom also like fuck you, Rubio. And I was literally talking to her about what's going on, but like not like we weren't talking about specific things, and then all of a sudden she's like, and another thing, fuck Marco Rubio. And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. Let me find it, Marco Rubio, because I don't follow him, so I don't have to find it myself.
Because, you know, Marco Rubio has, like, been all, oh, I don't agree with the president, but I'm going to do what the president tells me to do. Again, another, like, child of Cuban immigrants who has been fed all this rhetoric for all of his fucking life and is like, nah, you know what? The dictatorship sounds good.
Yeah, sounds great. No, he was criticizing the president. He was like, there's nothing patriotic about what's occurring in Capitol Hill. This is third world style anti-American anarchy. Mr. President, the men and women of law enforcement are under assault. It is crucial you help restore order by sending resources to assist the police and ask those doing this to stand down, right? Like, oh, now you want to come out and defend democracy?
Like, my guy, you
now
haven't been here.
Now you're like, this is a problem?
Yeah.
Okay.
You haven't been here to vote on anything for fucking years.
Yeah.
How are you still relevant? I can't wait to vote him out. I feel like when the day comes where I get to like submit my vote, I'm gonna go, fuck you, Marco Rubio. Can't wait to see you die. Bye. Merry Christmas. I hate him. I hate him. Like, with everything of my being. I hate that he's Cuban.
Mm-hmm. And I hate that he wears that. I hate that he wears that as a patch of, like, something. Like, I get it. Like, we're Cuban. We're all Cuban. You are about as Cuban as I am. Because you did live there, right?
He's born here.
So you're about as Cuban as I am. Cool. Look, I rep my, I'm proud to be, you know, a first generation American. I'm happy about that. I'm grateful for all the things that family to get here, but like, I'm not here to like, I'm not going to fan that flag cuando me conviene, siempre. And the people who listen to Marco Rubio and don't pay attention to his actions, again, how are you so stupid? How do you just believe a person just because they say they're Cuban too? Yeah. He doesn't understand your struggle any more than I do. I wasn't there.
Bro.
He heard it firsthand like I did. That's it. That's we all love, he has.
We love our oppressors. We really do.
It's like, so fucking stupid.
I don't get it. Oh, and also I had to Google it to know. He's also Gemini trash.
Oh, well, I mean, we know
the three of them. Goes. All three of them.
I don't I don't understand. But you know what? Yeah. I mean, I feel like that should just be our slogan at the end of every episode. It should just be like, thank you for listening. Fuck Marco Rubio. See you next week. Because.
Oh, maybe if we do that.
So useless.
Maybe if we do that, we do what they do. And like, now we create our own cult. It's the Fuck Marco Rubio cult.
Mm-hmm.
FMR. Join us at FMR.
Bye.
Legit, I would create a whole ass corporation. Just call it FMR. Never tell people what it stands for, whatever, until the day that I'm put in front of Marco Rubio and he asks me, what does FMR stand for? I'm like, it's interesting that you ask. It says, fuck Marco Rubio, bitch. And just walk away.
What a day.
And it continues.
Because now we still are waiting for the votes to finish. Right now, they're all going up and they're pleading their cases. Obviously, I've been talking to you, so I don't know if the 13 whatever senators, I mean, I guess it's only 11 now because two of them were voted out, right? They were voted out. Yeah, today. I wonder then if they are really, like, after all this has happened, are coming up and saying, there's been some voter fraud. Yes, there has. And Mr. Trump got it together. Like, that's the only thing that I'm like, I'm grateful that we're like memorializing this, that we're talking about this in the moment. But I am also like, but the news is still happening. This isn't over, and it won't be over tomorrow either. Yeah. It's not gonna be over until Lord knows when. It's definitely not gonna be over during inauguration.
No.
And that's a whole other day that we have to be afraid of. What's gonna happen on inauguration day?
Yep.
It's just And look, I'm not here to like talk about people who die, and like no one should have died for this. No one should have died
at all.
Forcibly visiting the Capitol.
Again, but, like, really, this was the hill that you wanted to die. Like,
this was the hill you wanted to die on. Literally.
This was it.
This is the martyrdom you wanted. You wanted to be a martyr today. And this is why. For a man who isn't gonna remember your name. For like you're not George Floyd, man. I mean, what you died when you probably shouldn't, but you put yourself in this para que. And I feel bad. I'm not trying to say, again. Nobody should die. No one should die at the hand of any bullet. I don't believe in that. Pero coño. Now your family has to live knowing that you died trying to run into the Capitol, knowing that your protest would do nothing.
Trying to
anything.
You were trying to stop democracy.
Yeah.
That's
and now you're a hero. And I wonder who. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of shit about, like, an angel in heaven had to leave this earth too soon. Fighting to end democracy. It's a damn shame. It's almost as bad as the people who go out on like party boats and then they get COVID and die. It's about as bad as that. No one should have to die because we are responsible for our actions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. In the same thing with the protests last year, the BLM protests, like, I wanted to go. But we were in the worst part of this pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put myself in that situation, much less put someone else in that situation. And I'm not criticizing, like, you went, you did it. That was your choice to do it. It was a great cause, like, all these different things. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It's not for me. And, like, and doing something like this today for some dude that hasn't cared about me for 6 years... Mucho menos. Mucho menos. Fíjate que DC is one of my favorite cities in the United States.
I know.
And like,
it's a great city.
I've refused to go while he's been president.
It's.
I'm like, I don't want to bump into you, bro.
But you wouldn't, because
I know
he's,
I wouldn't.
He's
gonna, he I know clearly he doesn't leave his room. Bunker.
He likes his room. He likes to have his TV on, and that's where he gets hammered.
You know who else died like a punk bitch in his own fucking bunker? Hitler.
Hitler. Bite that cyanide pill, bitch. No, he took it. He took a gun to the head, right?
No, it was a.
Was it cyanide?
I think it was a pill. Whatever. At the end of the day.
Oh, Cory Booker is talking right now. I don't know what he's saying, but his eyes are very intense.
When aren't they intense?
I know. That man, he has no eyelids. It's just...
I hope that he's like, and I'm going to say it in Spanish. No.
I know. That's my favorite. Let me say it in Spanish. No.
No. I mean, there is a difference. If you say it in English, it's no. If you say it in Spanish, it's no.
Yeah, it was very funny because his Spanish was pretty whack.
I mean, no. That,
I mean, for me
to end it with some comedy. Even after him, all of these other politicians that were like, oh, he's gonna speak Spanish to like impress. I gotta step up my game. Listening to all of these listen, I appreciate it. Thank you for trying to learn my language. But like, it clearly became I want your vote so bad that I'm gonna pander to you, and yeah. I don't even understand what you're saying porque no es español.
It was the best though. I loved it. I loved it. Like the ting of, you know, it's not very often you get to hear very clear Spanish in an American accent and be like, I still don't know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where you're going, but I appreciate the efforts. He's a weird guy, but I don't hate him.
Yeah.
But anyway, hopefully this year has been special. You know, it's just the leftovers of 2020.
It's just getting started.
We just gotten started.
It's day six.
But wait, have you seen this Death to 2020 show on Netflix?
No, not yet.
It's good. And they go through the timeline of how things happened in 2020 and all the things that happened in just January. All of them are, it's funny. You should watch it. It will make
you feel good. I plan on it. It looks like a good time.
But, you know. I can't believe this is our first episode that we've recorded in the new year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's this. How did we get so lucky?
You know, mala hierba nunca muere.
It's true.
It's just, what can I say? That should be the name of this episode. What can I say? Explain it to me because I don't understand.
Explain it to me because I don't understand. That should be the name. Explain it to me because I don't understand. Please. I almost thought we would call it like...
Understand.
I don't understand. Jeez. Well, anyway, I guess thank you guys for listening to this impromptu episode.
Happy Easter Day.
Hope you got your myrrh and your frankincense.
Hey!
Oh, Jesus. Jesus has nothing to do with it, but Jesus.
Well, technically, yes, it's Three Kings Day.
What a day for everybody to choose to do all this shit.
Jesus is the reason. And I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
I'm not entirely wrong.
Yo, Three Kings is... Watch, I wonder how it will be celebrated next year.
Oh my God. What are we going to storm next?
I guess it's, I don't know, maybe the Statue of Liberty? No, that wouldn't happen.
Oh, wait, real quick. Before we go, I just want to say, those of you that have listened to this whole thing, thank you for listening to it. Whether you feel the same way or not, it's fine, but we needed to get it out.
Yeah.
Because if not, it was going to just be on social media, and like, why when we could just record it and put it as an episode? Right. But final educational note, if you're not aware, I hope you learned something, but it's that the cops that, like the Capitol cops, Capitol Police, they are paid through taxes because almost everything through DC is federal, through federal funds. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, everything that's happened to today, the people that live in the area will have to pay for it one way or another. Mm-hmm. And it is not okay. And that is not fair. Mm-hmm. And when these things happen, we have to think about that. Because when it happens in bigger cities, budgets are distributed differently, but in DC especially, it's through taxes.
Yep.
And if any of the if something happens to those museums, we're gonna lose a big part of whatever you like, quote unquote US culture, because it's all stolen from the people that it belongs to. But that's a podcast for another day. But just think about that. If anything, even if you don't agree with us, at the end of the day, that part is true.
Mira cómo suena la alarma.
No. Michael's started making dinner, and I guess he wanted to burn the house down because he said, "Fuck this, I'm done."
You know what? That's a great start to this year. What a great day! The gifts keep on giving. Thank you, kings. Thank you,
three kings. Juan Pedro y Esperancejo. All right, guys. Good night. Take a break. Go upstate. Have a great time.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs podcast. Artwork created by Janabel Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabel Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs PCast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play,
yeah,
and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast, or by visiting our website at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.